As long as there will be material ego, then you can have devotion. Sarvapadhi binirmukta. You should not have any kind of material ego. Subtle or gross ego, Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasi. I am of India, I am of this USA, I am of California. All these things are unholy. We do not belong to this world. Whole world, Abhirinchata Mangalam. In the Sattva Loka where Brahma is residing, that is also Amangal. If I think I am a Brahmana, I become unholy. I cannot serve the holiest Supreme Lord. Sarvapadi binirmuktam, not nirmuktam. By saying nirmuktam, muktam, after that nirmuktam, binirmuktam, there shouldn't be any sense of it. Muktam, effaced from your, any kind of material ego should not be there. You should have this knowledge, I am of Krishna, I am of Gurudev, I am of Vaishnav. Then you can serve. Sarvapadi means tatparatya nirmaran. After giving up your connection with these material egos, three primal qualities of external potential, sattva, tamagun, rajagun, living beings are created, by sattva-gun, they are sustained, and tamagun destroyed. By these three gunas of the external potency, we have got birth, death, and threefold afflictions of this thing. You see, for that reason, you should have no such any kind of material ego. How can I get it? If I think that I have been delivered, I have been from the entanglement of my gross false egos, I have been rescued. You will think by that you can give up your material ego. If anybody comes to you, one person, our Guru Maharaj used to say, he had been to one temple there in Uttar Pradesh. I was also with him. And that one person was expressing his humbleness to the Supreme Lord. Papaham. I am sin. All kinds of sin in me. Papasambhava. I have been born from Papa. All these things that he is expressing to the Lord. Then the Acharya of that mart, he said to Gurudev, this person is expressing his humbleness, all these things. You see, whether he is expressing from the heart or from only by words. Then, you see here, you remain. He called, O Pap, O Sin, sinful person. Oh, you are born of a sinful person. Come here. Then that person will become enraged. He's sadhu. President, the chief of this institution, he does not know how to behave. I am experiencing my humbleness of showing I am a devotee. He is calling me a sinner. Come here. A great sinner, come here. What is this? Became enraged. Would not know how to behave. You are a sadhu. Then he said, why you are speaking from the east, not from the heart? It is very difficult to give up our all this worldly false egos. The whole world is burning with false egos and false interests. It's forest fire, you are thinking. False ego. I am of India, I am of Pakistan, I am of Russia, I am of this state, California state, there is another state. And we are fighting. Even in the family you are fighting. There are different false egos and false interests. And they are clashing. Whole world is a prison house, is the place of clashing. It is not the place of peace. If you have to go to the peace, they are only master, supreme master, and enjoy is Krishna, nobody else. He is the only Purush. Purush means enjoyer. Ahangi sarva jagana bhokta cha prabhayot. Gita is saying, I am the only enjoyer and master. There is no master and no enjoyer. When by misuse of our relative independence we want to enjoy this world, becoming averse to Sri Krishna, we see the world, and world is dazzling. If we jump into it, we shall get happiness. Like the insects, when the insects' eyes are very, very strong, if they see the fire, they think if we jump into it, we shall get happiness. And the insect jumped and burnt. We also like that. We think the whole world is very dazzling. If we jump into it, it will be burnt. But that it is not the place for happiness. Happiness is there. Supreme Lord. Supreme Lord is complete happiness. He is transcendental. Happiness is not subservient to me. I cannot get by my own ability. By my own penance, I cannot get happiness. Is not subservient to me. Even you see, one instance I am giving you. A small child, very small child, very beautiful. Parents are kissing, all others are kissing, very beautiful, very happy. It's giving us happiness. Everybody is adoring. But when Atma, that which thinks, feels and wills, that Atma, which is eternally existing knowledge and happiness principle, Atma will leave the body. You can keep the body for a long time. There is chemical procedure. If you bring that dead body to the parents as it is, whether parents will be happy? When they say, no, take away. He is not my son. He is not your son. Who is your son? That which was speaking is not there. Which was speaking, you did not see earlier. You saw the body, you take the body, that which was giving happiness absent. What is that? A particle of happiness. A atomic part of the spiritual energy of Supreme Lord.